Let us start from the Mishnah Daf Yudala the Medbeis. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ma'ase B'Tanoikish Sheyolda Lamalas Mayin Min Ha'ayin V'Nenso. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. We don't know who was Manasa. Im Reib Anshe Ye'ir Masin LeKohune Harezu Tinase LeKohune. Then she's permitted to get married LeKohune. We assume that the boil was from the Roiv Ksherim. Omalei Rovel Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, the Omer Kema. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri holds like who? Ikeram Gamliel. Afilo Borei Psulim Nami Marsha. So you don't need Roiv Ksherim. Iker Rabbi Yeshua, Afilo Borei Ksherim Nami. Nami Posel. Rav Ksherim also doesn't help. Amalei, Ochi Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Bekreinei Shal Tzipoiri Hoye Maise, Uchid Rabami, Damar Rabami, Buhu Shoiso, Siye Shal Bnei Odom Ksherim, Oiveres Lashon. That it's speaking about that there were two Raves, and as the Sugya progresses, we'll see the Maila of two Raves. And we had three Mahalchim, in the Gemara. One Mahalach in the Gemara is Rashi's Mahalach, that it is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, and even though one Raiv is not sufficient, but two Raivs, Rabbi Yeshua is also made that you can rely on two Raivs. That's one Mahalach, and then we had two Mahalachim in Taisvis. The first Mahalach in Taisvis was that it is going according to everyone, Phil according to Ram Gamliel, and it is speaking about that she did not taina tainas bori. So without a tainas bori, Ram Gamliel also holds you need two raves. And the second mahalach in Taisvis is that since there were mata lechatchila, reizu tinas lekuna lechatchila, so Rav Yudah Marav holds lechatchila, you can only be mata with two raves. Not only Rav Psulim is only b'diyeved, but a fellow Rav Ksherim is also b'diyeved, unless there are two raves, and then it is permissible b'Rav Ksherim. Uchid Rav Yanai, the Omar Rav Yanai, Rabbi Yanai said, Niveles Bekreines Ksheira Lekune. Rabbi Yanai said if it was Niveles Bekreines in the wagons, then she's Kosher Lekune. So the Gemara asks, Bekreines Salke Daitov, what is the Maile of being Nivel in a Korin? Ela Niveles Beshas Kreines Ksheira Lekune. She was Nivel, Beshas, there were Kreines, there were caravans in the city, and so we have the Rav Siya together with the Rav Ha'ir, so it's Ksheira Lekunim. Avol, Pirish Echad Mitzipoirei Uboal, but if there was Pirish Echad Mitzipoirei Uboal, that means there was only Rav Ha'ir, then a Vlad Shtuki. So then the Vlad is a Shtuki. Because there's only one Rav. Agavul Chayson Tzukas David, he brings a very interesting machlekes between the Taisvis Yontef and Rabbi Kivega. According to the second teretz of Taisvis, we're going a fellow according to Ram Gamliel, and she's timing a tainis bori. But a tainis bori, we're not mate lechatchile, only if there's two raves. Now, pirish echad mitzipoiri uboal is a vlad shtuki. So here we're speaking about the vlad. Now the vlad is b'dieved. It's a suffix if it's kosher, it's kosher lekol, or not kosher lekol. This is a b'dieved, it's not lechatchile. So here a tainis bori would help a fellow with one rive or a fellow without any rive, because this is b'diavad. Now, if she says that she was nivel from a kosher, so now, this is a shayla b'diavad, so one rav is also sufficient. So, he's muta l'kol. Now, what is the din l'kohune? What halacha will this plot have l'kohune? L'kohune is already not a b'diavad k'shayla. L'kohune is l'chadchila k'shayla. Well, but since we believe her, l'gabi kol is a b'diavad k'shayla. So she's saying, not she's saying that the boil was not a posel. That's what she's saying. If he's a mamzer, so the daughter is posel l'kol. So she says he's a kosher. The minute she says he's a kosher, so he's not only kosher, the daughter is not only kosher l'kol, she's kosher l'kuna also. She's saying that the boil was ish plaini v'kosher hoya. So there's a machloikis that Taisis Yontif assumes, since we assume legabi the child, we believe the mother, with the tainus bari of the mother, that the child is muta lekol, so we don't say palgina nemonis legabi the same child, so if we believe that the boil was a kosher, so automatically she's muta lekohune. Because the only reason she's muta l'kol is because we say that she was nivel m'plaini v'kosher hoya. No, if that's why she's muta l'kol, automatically she's muta l'kohune. And Rabbi Kivega says we say palgina nemonis, and l'gabi kol, the mother is nemon, l'gabi kohune, the mother is not nemon. Al kaponim, that's by... when there's one roiv and a bori. Ki ha dechi osa rabdimi amar ziri, amar abchanine, va omri lo amar ziri amar abchanine, rabdimi never got involved in this membre, hulchen acha roiv ha'ir, vein hulchen acha roiv siye. That you go bosa roiv ha'ir, you don't go bosa roiv siya. So the Gemara says, klapi laya. In which direction are you going? That you're madif roiv iya to roiv siya. Hani naidi. Roiv siya is naidi. So, shizicha go bosa roiv. Vahani kivi bekaimi. Roiv iya is kavua. Elo, now the member was said as follows: Hilchin acha roiv hayir, v'hu deike roiv siya bahado. You go bas a roiv hayir if there is also a roiv siya bahado. Ben hilchin acha roiv hayir gredoso, loy acha roiv siya gredoso. But roiv hayir alone we're not saymech. We're not saying on Reiv Siyah. My time, Gzeire Reiv Siyah Otu Reiv Hayir. But if you'll be Mata Reiv Siyah, so you'll also be Mata Reiv Hayir. So for the Gemara, what's the problem? Why can you be Mata Reiv Hayir? V'Reiv Hayir Nami, why can you be Mata? So the Gemara says, Ideka Ozli In Hu Legabo. If we know that the boil was perish mi beisai, and he went to be boil the yishev, so then you're right, then roiv ha'ir should also be kosher, called the porish mi rube porish. So the Gemara says, Rashi's gear says, ike de ka'ozlo legabai, but sometimes, she could go to the Bnei Ha'ir, Havalei Kavua, and then it is Kavua. Amarab Zeire Kol Kavua Kemechze Al Mechze Dom. So that is why we need Trei Rubi. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'chiho d'chi osa Rabdimi Amar Ziri Amarab Chanine, V'omri lo Shlehuska Rabdimi Kan, Elo Ziri. Amar Rabbi Chanine, the Beinon Terei Rubi, Uch Nebeforish, Taima, why we need two Reifs. Heilchen Acharoiv Ha'ir Lahachsher, Ve'ein Heilchen Acharoiv Siyah, there's a Reif Siyah alone, Kigoyin Bemokim Rochek Min Ha'ir, The Bevadai Me'an Shei Siyah, Ve'ein Machshira Noisa, Vafilu Rubon Ksheirem. That's what the Gemara started saying. So the Gemara asks, V'kashelon, klape laye, k'neged eifei hadova hazeh soive, in which direction is this halacha going? That you go bosa roiv here and not bosa roiv siya. Hani naidi. Roiv siya naidi. V'yesh lahalich ben acha haroiv. There is halacha, you should go bosa roiv. V'hani shel ir kvi. V'amrinen lekamon, kol kebua kemerza al merza domi. Afilu ain sham ella echad. Afilu, there's only one puzzle there is psula. So she's also a puzzle because it's a suffix of mechza mechze. So the Gemara said no. The membra was said as follows: V'loy acher roiv siya gredos v'chi kama ein hilchin acher roiv siya levado. We will not rely on Reiv Siya. V'cholshkein acha Reiv Ha'ir levada. Avada givish, you don't call bosa Reiv Ha'ir. My time acha Reiv Siya loy. Why are you not, why don't you go bosa Reiv Siya? Zeira otu Reiv Ha'ir dekvi. Because if you'll be mate Reiv Siya, so people will be mata roiv ha'ir. It won't differentiate between siya and ir. Upachinon v'roiv ha'ir nami. So what's wrong with roiv ha'ir? Ki okar ha'boyel mi beisai. If the boyel was oike mi beisai, v'oza legabo, ha'vinayit v'kaimolon kol de porish merube porish. So he's a porish. It is not b'mokim kviyusoi, he's a porish. Umeshani, so the Gemara answers, ike deka ozlo legabayu. Legarsinat my ike. Yesh shahileches hi etzloi. Sometimes, she goes to the boil. Bahava lei kavua. And if she'll go to the boil, then it's kavua. Hilkach, therefore, Afilu b'roiv k'sheirim, oi roiv ha'ir, oi roiv siye posel. Ki Rabbi Yeshua, mishum treiru b'achshere, deleke lemigze midi. The Ritva asks here a kashe, v'chayretz ha'gzeira l'gzeira. They were geyzer roiv ha'ir, the geyzer roiv siye oto roiv ha'ir. That's one gzeire. Then another gzeire. They were geyser ozal ihu legabo. That this should be also gzeire dilma ozla ihi legabe. So it's two gzeire. So it's a gzeire legzeire. So Bachsim and the Ritva answers as follows. That's not two gzeires. People will never differentiate between if the boil goes to the nivellus goes to the boil. So, if you're saying Reiv Ha'ir is kosher, so that means, and so you're giving a blank heter that Reiv Ha'ir is kosher, and people don't differentiate how it occurred, so you're being matter a kavua also, a possibility of a kavua also. That means whenever you're matter roiv, you have to take into consideration that roiv means both ways. If the boil went, if the nivellus went, because people don't differentiate. So therefore, whenever we're matter roiv has to include that she went also. So therefore, we can't be mata roiv ha'ir, because roiv ha'ir, if she went to them, there's a kavua. That's not a gzeire. That's pshat is people don't know the difference. We can't be mata roiv siya, gzeire oto roiv ha'ir. Roiv siya, fellow she goes to the siya, is also good, because the people of the siya are naidi. So Reiv Siyah, theoretically, is Mutter, because whatever will happen, you have a Reiv. But there were Geyser, Reiv Siyah, Otto, Reiv here. Now Rashi says, but if there are two Reivs, Mishum Trei Rubi Ashera, the Leko Lemigzar Midi. Now you can't be Geyser anything. Now I think Rashi means that, again, whenever we're giving a heter, people will never differentiate if ozla ihu or the ozal ihu or ozla ihi. People never differentiate. So we have to paint the picture in its most bleakest form that ozla ihi. So if there is a siya in the ear, so on the tzad that she went to the ear, so she could be pegeya with two sets of people. Either she could be pegeya im anshei ha'ir, and the anshei ha'ir are 50-50, whatever their true numbers are, but they're 50-50. And then she could be pegeya in the anshei ha'siyah, which are more. So now, I think we add up numbers. We add up the Anshei Ha'ir together with the Anshei Siya. So what about that means we have, so the Anshei Siya are, make a Reiv in the year now. Now in the year we have more Ksherim than Psulim. Because however, have the amount of Ksherim we have mitzad the year is 50, and then we're adding more because of the Anshi Siya who also go into the Sofik. So Mamela Leka Lemigzel Midi, that means that Afilu in the bleakest moment that she went to them, we also have a Reiv. We also have Reiv. I think that is what Rashi means. Let us see Taisvis. Dilma ozlo ihi legabayu. Perish lesoich beisom. She'll go in their houses. And their houses, that's called the mokim akvias. Ba'afilu besoich ha'ir, but not in their houses, besoich ha'ir, like Hashiv Kavua. That is not called Kavua. These people don't have a shame Kavua. If they're in the ear, which will they're Anshei ear, but that's not called Mokim Kviyusam. The Domi Lenimtza Beinach Nuyis. That means when we find meat Beinach Nuyis, it's also Besoiche ear. But the Chanuyis are the Mokim Kviyis. And the Beinach Nuyis, is that's not the Mokim Kviyis already. So that's called, then we can use Reif, Lechoshiv Kavua. V'chein Gabi Tinek Mushlach Be'ir, Lechoshiv Kavua. If you have a Tinek that's Mushlach Be'ir, Lechoshiv Kavua. The Shaila is, if you found a Tinek, Hoyu B'loi Nimtza Be'bayis, is, you find a Tinek on the street, So that's Purish. Lakach Purish Bekuntre She Purish Boyel Mi Beisoy. And if it's Purish Boyel Mi Beisoy, then you have a Reiv. As long as he's out of the house. Vim Taima, the Benozer Perik Beis, Purish, Aho Da Omar Ha'ima L'Shluchai Tsei V'Kadish Li'Isha Stap. A person told his shliach to marry for him an isha stam. Oh, we assume that the shliach is also shlichusai, and Samastama, he has a wife now. Is also b'chol ha'noshim sheba'ilom. So he's also b'chol ha'noshim sheba'ilom. Why is he also b'chol ha'noshim sheba'ilom? Now he's not permitted to marry anyone. Because we assume that we're afraid that the shliach, by each woman he wants to marry, we're afraid maybe the shliach married his sister to her, so she's a sister to his wife, or he married his mother, her mother, her daughter. So lemaisa, so if she has any kreivim, which could answer this issues, so he's not allowed to marry them, because we're afraid maybe your kariv is my wife. Maybe your kariv is my wife. So mameli is also b'chol anoshim shaboilam. So the Gemara asks, mikan stume. Really, the Gemara says mikan stume is not a kashe, but a kan that he was meforish. A kan that's not stume means as follows, that a person had to bring two oifes. One is a chatos oif, one is oilos oif. A kan stume is that when he purchased them for the kabonis, he did not specify which one will be a chatos oif and which one will be an oilos oif. So then there's no problem. The Gemara says, what happens when he did specify, and then one flew away? So we have, so the Gemara says, so this one flew away, and so this is really, he was magdish it already, that this is his oila. So the Gemara asks, maybe someone else will find this geisel and take it for his oila. So let's be chayish. We have an oila sa'if flying around. It escaped from the Khan. And maybe someone else who also needs a Khan will take this for his oila. And it's really Reuven's oila. So we're not chayish. We go basa raiv mistama. Raiv oifis are not Reuven's oila sa'if. Some are mele. Shimon is allowed to take a geisel and assume this is not Reuven's Eilu Sa'if. So we go by Sa'if. So, so the Gemara asks if she go by Sa'if, so here, why are you clearing that when you want to marry this lady, you're clearing that baby, her sister, is my wife. So maybe she's a chais ishtoi. I mean, roiv noshim sheba'ilam are not my wife. So mamela, so let us be samech and roiv. That mistama, her sister, is not my wife. So let me be permitted to marry her. So the Gemara answers, Umasik amina loch ano isha deloy naide. I'm speaking about an isha that's not naide, that's kavua. At amutli isura denaid. That the isha, that means the wife, is not naid. The wife is kavua. So that's me the rishonim say a loshen. So we have to consider that half of the women of the Olam are married to me. I have to be chayish that half of the women of the Olam are married to me. And so maybe this is a karif to half of the women of the Olam, which are married to me. She's kavua. And you're talking about a oif, which is naidi. So the Gemara asks, V'chiteima ochinami b'shuka ashkecha. So the Gemara says, how do you know that his true wife was married b'beisa, b'mokim kviyusa? Maybe she was married b'shuk, and she was a porush. V'chiteima ochinami b'shuka ashkecha v'kodesh. So the Gemara says, Hosam hodro l'nichusa. So the Gemara answers, could be Bishash, she was married. She was a Porush. But eventually she goes back to her kviyas. So she has a din of a kavua, not of a Porush. So I don't look at what she was Bishas Kedushin. I look now. Now she's a kavua. Mashme legabi odom loy shayach kol de porish meruba porish mishim hodol nechusay. That it doesn't have a shame prisha since it's hodol nechusay. So she's never called a porish. So over here, so why does the Gemara say Dilma, if he would go, so we would have Roy, maybe she went to him, but if he went to her, if he was Yotza mi Beisoy, Shapirish Bel mi Beisoy, he's called a Porush. There the Gemara seems to be saying that a woman that was Niskadish Chutz mi Beiso, since it's Hodro Nichuso, so it seems perhaps a filu b'shas kedushin, she has a din kavua, because it's hodl, she's oimed to go back to her kviya, so she has b'shas, the prisha also a din kavua. So l'chayre here should also be the same thing. V'lav pirchi, da hosom b'shas ha'isak, shezeh bo al shum isha, hodl l'nichuse, ha'isha shekideish ha'shliach. Aber hochiki ozli inhu legabo b'shash oisra rei hunayid. So dachser metaisus means to say as follows. Not the Gemara means that a person who is oimid to go back to his kviyas, so the mokim precious is now a din kavua. Maybe Taisus and Nakasha learned like that. But that's not pshat. If a person is not Polish, he's Polish now. But the Gemara means as follows, that if, when he married her, whatever she was a Porush. But now, when he wants to marry a potential Korev, a sister, now, I can assume, that means if, when he married Rochel, so then she was a Porush. So, but now, I want to marry Leah, and I'm calling as Leah Rochel's sister. So now, if Rochel is still alive, and Rochel is my wife, now, says Hodro l'nichuso. So now, my wife is Kavua. So I have to assume, ki'ilu, half the women of the world are my wife. So Memela is, and is this a sister of half of the women of the world? That means, b'shas, I'm marrying the Korev, the sister, now she's kavua. It's not totally in the Maisa Kedushin. It's totally, that means that once Rochel got married, she's my wife. And she's answering her sister. If she is my wife now, she's answering my sister. Not because of the Maisa Kedushin of yesterday, but of course today she's my wife. She's my wife today. Now, where is she today? Where is Rochel today? So if Rochel today is b'mokim kviyusa, so memele, so I have to picture that half of the women of the world are married to me. The other half are not married to me. So now I have a sofik hashokel, is she a sister? And I want to marry Leah. Is Leah a sister to this half or to this half? So it doesn't matter if the Kedushin was b'shas the prisha of the isha that the shliach made, that the shliach married. It matters now when I want to marry the sister, where is the isha now? Ma she'ein kein, by the case of our Gemara, when someone was perish from the city, so the yasidah then, that maisa be yasidah, that's all. And if b'shas be'e, I assume he's a Porush. I say that the person who was boil her was the Purish. Now he went back like the Yusei, so this gate began is done. But the Shaila was, who was the Boyal then? That's the only Shaila. So if the Boyal then was a Purish Minaroiv, I can assume that the Boyal was a Kosher. That's Pshat and Taisvis. So the Gemara weiter. Umi bo inon trei rubi. Do we take a need two roibs? Bosanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Teisha chanuyois kulon moichais boso shchute. Achas moicheres boso nevela. You have 10 stores. And 1 sells nevela and 9 sell kosher meat. Velokach ma'achas mem. The person went to one of the stores. He doesn't know which store he went into. The Sofik was Noilad Bimoki Makvius. Sveikai also. So he can't say, since Rav of the stores are kosher, so Mustama went to a kosher store. But since the Sofik was Noilad Bimoki Makvius, so I hear it's considered like there are half of the stores are kosher, half of the stores are treif, and I don't know if it went to a kosher store or a treif store, which is machtz or machtz. Ubenimtzo, but if I find meat, so the suffix now is not which store this meat came from, the suffix is now, what is this meat? Is this meat kosher or treif? And I have 10 possibilities where this meat could have come from. So I have Rav Tzadim Leheta. Uvenimtza, and since the Suffolk was not Noilad B'mokim HaKviyas, Oleich HaCharoi. Al-Koponim, we see that one Rav is sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'lokach Bosam Achas Mehem B'mokim HaKviyas. Sveikei Osor, D'chol Kavua, Kemechza O'mechza Domi. Uvenimtza, Boso, Hanimtza b'shuk. V'lo yodinon me'eze pirish. I don't know from which store it came from. Haloi chacharoi. Hoil v'abol lefoneinu. Loi b'mokim kviyis lokro. It was not purchased in the mokim akviyis. Ukvar pirish al yedei acher. So it was nifrash from the kviyis. Is now v'chol the porish merube porish. So if the suffix is not noiled in the kviyas, so it's porish, so we have a birur of roiv. So we see that what? We see that you don't need two roivs. One roiv is sufficient. So why did he hear two roivs? V'chitayma b'shein dal seis medina ne'ulois. I maybe you'll tell me that by Nimtza is only speaking about that we could be Mitzarev. We'll see in Rashi to Malchim that, let's say, the first Malach, there was a seer of Tabochim that came into the Shtot. And they also were a source of meat. And it could have fallen from them. So Memele, so you have two Raivs. You have two Raivs. So I have a roif from the Eilam also. That these are the only sources of meat in this mokim. So you only have one roif. And from that's vegan, it's kosher. And here you say that you need two roifs. So the Gemara answers, Maile also b'yuchsin. That this is a chumre which was only said by yuchsin, that here you need two roifs. Let us see what Rashi says. The kosi lo rube me'alme, uchigoyin, so Rashi says, tu mahalchem. Uchigoyin sheroiv siyas, Apcha Yisrael Ksheirim Bol Lekam Iko Trei Rubi Oy Sheroiv Tavchei Kol HaMedine Yisrael Roiv of the Tabochim of the whole Medina Yidin Iko Trei Rubi רויב העיר ורויב המדינה דניידי. I think Rashi means that the second lashon, that you have another source of meat that comes into the city from the Tapchei HaMedine. They bring meat also into the city. Lafuki, not when Asiya came. Asiya is Asiya came certain days, certain market days. I think the second lashon of Rashi is that you had a few sources of meat in the city all the time. The Tapchei HaYir and the Tapchei HaMedine, but they're naidi. So the Gemara answers that we only are machma that you need two roivs by yuchsa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Gufe, Omar Abzeire, kol kavua kemechze al mechze domi. If we have kavua, iser and heter, toyer and tomei, so it's kemechze al mechze. Bein le kule, bein le chumre. Le chumre has a din of mechze, and le kule has a din of mechze. Menolei le Abzeire ho. But you go le kula also. Ilayma miteisha chanoyis kula moichis boso shchutem. Ba'achas boso neveil of lokach mei achas menvei niede meizem lokach sveikai oso. Ubenimtsa loich acharoiv. Is hosam lechumre. There, the din kavua is achumre. Yev roiv. Chanoyis moichis boso shchutem. Afalpikein you rechen ki ilu. This machtz al machtz. Elo mitisha tzvardiyim v'sheretz echot b'neihem. There was tisha tzvardiyim in a tzav who looks like a tzvardeya, so you can't tell the difference really. V'noga b'echot b'neihem, you have roiv natshrotzim and one sheretz. Ve'einu yedei beize mem noga, sveikoi tomei. So even though you have a biru of roiv, but I say sveikoi tomei. So you see, you say kol kavua. So the Mos says that's true, b'hosam nami l'chumra, fakel. You have a biru of roiv le kule, and you go l'chumra. Elo mitisha shrotzim otzvadeya echad b'neim. This is a tesefte. Person was Bershus Arabim. And Bershus Arabim, we have a klal, Sofik Tuma Bershus Arabim Sveikoi Toil. But it has to be a Sofik. What if I have a Birur of Roiv? Then it's not a Sofik anymore. So now, I have Tisha Shrotzim Utsvadeya Echot Beinim V'Nogat Be'Echot Mehem. Bein Yedei Be'Ezem Noga is Bershus Ayochid Sveikoi Tome. Sofik Tuma Bishus Ayochid. Bishus Arabim Sveikoi Toyo. Bishus Arabim Sveikoi Toyo. So why is it called Sveikoi Toyo? There's no Sofik. I have a biru. He's zichet touched the sheretz. There's nine shrotzim. Zaraya, we say, kol kavua, kemechza mechza, bein le kula, bein le chumun. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Elo mitisha tzvardim tesefti b'meseches Taras. Tisha tzvardim meisim b'rshus hayochid b'sheretz echot kigoin tzov shudoyim le tzvardeya b'neim v'nogad b'echot mehem sveikoi tomei. So misofik his tomei. Elo mitisha shrotzim. Afita sefta meseches taras, uktoni bishusa yochet sveikai tomei, bishusa rabim sveikai toel. Almo, kemechze domi, ulekula, di ilav kemechze domi, if I wouldn't say, reze din mechze lekula, enkan sofik tume, so this is not a sofik tume, a levadai tume, a biru of roiv, that he touched the sheretz, dohoruba shrotzim, so we see that the halacha of of Kavua was said Lekula also. So the Gemara asks, Umidereise Minolo, how do we know this? This Yesod. So the Gemara says, Omakro Ka'oravloi Vekom Olov. That if he kills someone, it has to be that the person he killed was Ka'oravloi Vekom Olov. So Rabbi Shimon says, Ad She Yiskaven Loi. The person he killed, he had kavona to kill him. Lafuki, if he had kavona to kill another yid, his potter, niskaven larigezeh vahorigezeh, is potter. That's what Rab Shimon holds. Verabonon omri devei Rabbi Yanai, they hold no. If he wants to kill, there are two Yidden, he wants to kill one of them, and he killed the other one, he's a Ritzeich, he wanted to make a Maisa Ritzeich, eh? So it's not Chilek if he killed, they wanted to kill Reuven or Shimon, but don't need Kavonev, as long as you wanted to kill a Yid, and you killed a Yid, you're Chayev. Now what is this Pasuk telling us that you need special, V'orav loy v'kom olov, the Rabbon and the Rabbiane prat lezeirik even legav. You had a group of people, and you're throwing a stone into this group. So in order for you to be chayev, you need v'kom olov ad sheyiskaven loy. Now, what is this pasuk coming to tell us? Eichidon. Ilaimo de Iko Tisha Knanim Ve'echad Yisrael Beinayim, and he's throwing into this group of people V'teipik Lei Derubo Knanim Ninu, most of them are Goyim, some Emele. So it's poshut that he's potter if zayrik even legav. I don't need a special posuk. Tell me v'orav loy v'kom olov in order to be chayim. Ashteitzach roiv a goyim. Inami palge sofik nefashis lahokol. So also misofik. I don't know who he wanted to kill. So it's a lesser number of fish. He wanted to kill this one, so he's potter. Sichi, you need v'orav loy v'kom olov, because without that, I could assume he wanted to kill the machtze goyim. Loy tzricha de'ike tisha Yisraelim ektani echad b'neim. So memele. So Reif tells me, if he's throwing an Evan Legav, his tummy wants to kill one of the Reif, he wants to kill a Yid. So he should be Chay. So the Gemara asks, V'teipik lei dohosam Reif psulim etzlo, v'hoche Reif ksheirim etzlo. So the Gemara asks, afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua was medame medaberes to shvuya. His becheska shenivalo, and his becheska shenivalo. And just like by shvuya, becheska shenivalo, she's not nemon to say loy nivalti. So yes, by medaberes, since she's becheska shenivalo, she's not nemon to say lekosha nivalti. So like the Gemara, there's a big chilek. Oh. This yid. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Omakro v'orav loy ad sheim iskaven loy. In order for him to be mechayev misa, you need ishiz mischaven for this person. Prat, so according to Rab Shimon, prat un miskaven larig ezer v'horag ezer. If he had intentions to kill a different yid, and he killed this yid, he's potter, hochi dorish le Rab Shimon Sanhedrin. Vamrinen hoson, verabonon hechi dorish le. They disagreed. They held if you wanted to kill a yid, he ended up killing a yid. It's no difference. If you killed the yid, your intentions to kill, he killed another yid. So what do they do with this posik? V'orav loy v'kom olov. Omri devei rabyanei prat l'zoyrik evin legav. L'soych chaburas b'nei odom knanim v'yisrael. So then, I need v'orav loy v'kom olov. Avo shnei yisraelim oindim v'niskavin lari gezeh v'hor gezeh v'hisru boy v'kibul asro v'novla ko'al chaveroi chayiv. Because he wanted to kill a yid, and he killed a yid. Doesn't matter which yid you wanted to kill. By the time of the kamahocha v'rabbonon, Bishim der Sanhedrin hochi isa. The Gemara says v'rabbonon. What did the rabbonon do with this posik? Because that's the Gemara Sanhedrin isis. So it's going on, Zoyrik Evan Legav. Typically, the Rubo Knanim Ninu. So why do I need a posik to tell me that, he's only Chayiv if I know who he wanted to kill? Without a posik at also, if there's Rav Goyim here, so for Shteitzach, I should assume he wanted to kill Mustame. One of the guy, Volomali Kro, Vinami Palga Palga, Katalitzer Kodem, Echi Taisa de Nikhtale. How do you know he wanted to kill a yid? Maybe want to kill a guy, it's Palga Palga. Sovik Nefoshes, Sovik Dine Nefoshes Lohoko. Dovitzilu Haedoksiv. You don't know who he wanted to kill. Maybe he wanted to kill Machzo from the Palga guy. You cannot be mevara with Roiv that Mustami wanted to kill a yid. Let us see Taisvet.
I would like to say over the Chazenish in Simen Zayin Sivkotten Beis. The Chazenish asks as follows. The Gemara says, the kozel inhu legabo, if someone from the city goes to the ishe, we say, kol de porish mirube porish. Ve'im toimar, loma loy havi apsul kavua b'shuk. Why isn't the posel called kavua b'shuk? V'loy hu niker v'yodua la'atzmoy. In the shuk is niker v'yodua. Bechadama besamuch, betes Yisraelim va'akum echot. Just like the Gemara says that by kavua, if there's nine yidin and one goy, they're also beshuk. Afal gav de'inom bebeisom. That's called this kavua akum besoich Yisrael. So why don't we say b'shuk this kavua psulim b'toich ksheirim? And he's mesayim as follows. Shuvra isi, the iker hatam, the be'ini sheyapsul b'beisoy, the loy mikri kavua, it is only considered kavua el im hamu'ure nase b'mokayim. If that what was done in a place, sheyodanu shohoyo shom ha-poisel v'ho-isa. I know that this was done in a mokim, but there is a poisel, where there is an oisa. Avli ma'urin nase b'mokim shelo yodanu klal im hoyo shom ha-poisel v'ho-isa. But if this occurred in a place, which I haven't the faintest idea if the poisel was there, if the oisa was there, le mikri kavur, hilkach, therefore, b'tesh rotzim yodanu shoyetzav tzafardeya b'mokim anegiya. I know. I touched, there were 10 dead animals there, 9 shrotzim and 1 tzafardeya. So I know there was a tzafardeya b'mokim anegiya. V'chein b'tesh Yisraelim, ידענו שיעקם במוקם הזה, I know there was a guy here. והילקח, כשעוז לא איהי לגבי, when she goes to them, אונו מסופוקים שניבה לו בבייס הפוסל, מוקם שידענו שהפוסל מוצא.